It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to a brand new week of programming on Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and we have a special week in store for you. I just finished a brand new book called The Grace Revolution. I've actually been working on it for 26 years. Can you believe that? And recently, I just added 3 new books up on Amazon.com, but I felt it would be great to kind of do an audio version of my book this week on Fresh Oil, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Grace is my favorite subject, if you can't tell by now. I decided to just take the years of studying this subject and put it into a book. I just want to share with you some thoughts from that today. You know, for centuries, believers have unknowingly lived under a heavy burden, one that was really never meant to be theirs to carry. They strive, they struggle, and even wear themselves out, believing that God's love and His approval must be earned. They wake up every morning wondering, have I done enough? They serve, they pray, and obey, and yet still it feels like something is missing. But what if I told you today that God never intended for you to live this way? What if faith was not about earning, but about receiving? And what if God's love wasn't something you had to work for, but something He freely gives instead? This is the heart of the Grace Revolution, a radical shift from performance-based religion to the life-changing power of God's grace. Many of us have spent years believing that if we just prayed more, served more, or obeyed better, we would finally feel close to God. But this endless cycle of doing often leaves us feeling exhausted, guilty, and even spiritually drained. I know, friend, because I've been there. I lived in the tension between trying to be good enough for God and the deep longing for a faith that is freeing and not exhausting. I felt the crushing weight of self-imposed expectations, trying to live up to the standard that I could never reach on my own. And then one day, I discovered grace. Not the watered-down version that excuses sin, not the kind that simply makes us feel better for a moment, but the grace that Jesus preached, lived, and demonstrated at the cross. The kind that doesn't just forgive, but transforms your life. This grace changed everything for me. This is not just about grace as a doctrine, but it's about grace as a revolution, a complete life-altering shift from striving to resting, from fear to freedom, from guilt to joy, and from performance to relationship. You know, when Jesus came, he didn't come to reinforce religious rituals. He came to break chains, to lift burdens, and to call us into a life of grace that is deeper, richer, and more powerful than anything we could ever imagine. See, this is the message the church desperately needs today, and I call it a revolution. As you journey with me over these next few days as I teach the Grace Revolution, we're going to discover the true meaning of grace, what it really means, and how it differs from legalism and a works-based faith. How grace frees us from guilt, shame, and striving. And how to walk in the fullness of God's grace every single day. How grace transforms our relationships, our calling from God, and our purpose and our destiny in life. This is an invitation to lay down your burdens, an invitation to step into freedom, and an invitation to experience the radical transforming power of God's grace. Are you ready for a grace revolution? I know I am. Maybe today you would ask the question, Keith, why do we need a grace revolution? Have you ever felt like you're constantly trying to prove yourself to God? Like no matter how much you pray, how much you serve, how much you strive, it never seems to be enough? Maybe you've lived with that quiet fear that God is somehow disappointed in you. Or you might wonder if you're really doing enough to be worthy of His love. If so, you're not alone, friend. For generations, many believers have unknowingly lived under that weight of the performance-based faith, a faith that says, do more, try harder, and maybe God will accept you. Instead of walking in the freedom of grace, they find themselves trapped in this cycle of guilt, shame, and striving. But this is not the gospel Jesus came to bring. Jesus didn't come to add more rules. He came to set us free. What I'm preaching this week on Fresh Oil is about freedom. It's about breaking free from legalism and stepping into the radical grace of God, shifting from striving to resting in what Jesus has already done for you. And it's about a grace revolution, a complete transformation in the way we see God, ourselves, and our faith. You know why grace changes everything? Grace is not just a theological concept. It's the very heartbeat of God. The great verse in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." See, friend, you're fully loved without having to earn it. You are forgiven without needing to prove yourself. And you're accepted not because of what you do, but because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. See, grace is what separates Christianity from every other religious system. Every religion in the world says, do this and you might be accepted. But you know what grace says? Grace says, you're already accepted because of Jesus. And this changes everything. Now, why do I call it a revolution? The reason I call this a revolution is because grace challenges everything we've been taught about performance-based faith. A revolution uproots old ways of thinking and replaces them with something radically new. When Jesus walked on the earth, he sparked a revolution that turned religious thinking upside down. He ate with sinners. He forgave the unworthy, and he offered love to those the religious system had rejected. His message wasn't about earning God's favor. It was about receiving it freely. Yet today, many believers have lost sight of this message. See, we've traded freedom for rules. We've replaced relationships with religion. We've forgotten that grace is not just how we're saved, but it's how we live, friend. I'm talking this week about returning to the gospel of grace. It's a call to let go of legalism, guilt, and fear. It's a call to stop striving and start resting in Christ. And it's a call to embrace the fullness of God's grace in every area of our lives. Throughout this journey, we're going to explore, and you're going to see what grace really is and what it's not. You'll see the difference between grace and legalism and how to break free from that performance-based treadmill faith. We'll see how grace transforms our daily life from our struggles and failures to the victories and successes that we'll have. I always say grace is God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. See how grace empowers us to live, how to love and forgive and walk in freedom. And it challenges old mindsets, reveals the truth of God's grace, and invites us into a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. That's what God wants, friend. He came down in the cool of the day to walk with Adam because he wanted that relationship and not a religion. I don't know where you are in your faith journey, but I do know this. You don't have to strive anymore. You don't have to prove yourself to God. You don't have to carry the weight of religion on your shoulders. Jesus already did the work. And all that's left for you to do is simply receive it. So if you're tired of religion and long for true relationship with your Creator, if you're weary of striving and you're ready to step into God's grace, then this message is for you today. Hey, let me tell you that this message of the Grace Revolution is available now on Amazon.com. You can get it in the Kindle ebook, or you can get it in a hardback book or a softcover book, all you got to do is search Keith Manley and The Grace Revolution. And it'll come up and you'll be able to get that, and you'll see other books that I have up on Amazon. Hey, today was simply meant to be an introduction into what we're going to be sharing all week long. I don't know if it'll go 1 week or 2 weeks as I share with you from the book, The Grace Revolution. Let me just tell you for a minute a little bit about my story, why grace was so special to me, because I grew up in a very legalistic church, a church that constantly preached the law and what we couldn't do and never really shared the gospel of God's grace. And I grew up all my life, never had a drink of alcohol, didn't smoke a cigarette, didn't do drugs. All these things I did, and yet I always felt like I was going to hell. I never felt good enough. And I lived in this religion of searching and trying to please God. And it was an empty feeling, because I always felt like I was going to hell. I got born again, if you know what that means, and born again. And I would come always saying, oh man, what is it I'm missing? And friend, I'll never forget, I was an adult, I was a pastor, a young pastor, 25 years old, and one day I discovered the message of God's grace. And it was like pouring healing oil over my body. Tears were streaming down my face, thinking that God could love me unconditionally. And that day began a whole different relationship between me and God. That day, I saw God as a loving Heavenly Father. I think I used to think He was this white-bearded man sitting on a throne with a big stick, watching me with binoculars, ready to beat me when I did something wrong. That's religion, friend. But relationship is totally different. Relationship is the love of a father and his child. And that's what I've discovered with the gospel of grace. I've entered into a relationship that's meaningful between me and God now. I don't strive anymore. I don't feel the need to prove myself to God anymore. And I certainly don't carry that heavy backpack of religion on my shoulders, trying to be good enough, where one day God will say, yeah, you finally made it. You see, friend, Jesus did the work for me. He did all the heavy lifting. All you and I have to do is receive it by faith. Now, maybe right now you're kind of afraid and thinking, Keith, what are you trying to lead us into? This sounds different. This sounds strange. No, we're getting back to the basics of the gospel. You know, John 3:16 is the most powerful verse in all of the Bible, and it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the very heart of the gospel, friend. God loved you so much that He gave His one and only Son so that you could be restored to Him through grace. You know, it was 40 years ago, the day that God began to reveal His grace to my heart, and I've never been the same. And I want you to know that grace is not an excuse for sloppy living. Not at all. It's not something that makes you want to run out and sin and do all these wrong things because you've been forgiven. No, grace will bring more out of you than the law ever could. You begin to do things because you want to from your heart. There's a verse that Paul said in Philippians 2 in verse 13. He said, for it is God who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill His good purpose. That's what happens when you discover the grace of God. God begins to work inside of you, in your heart, and makes you begin to do good for His purpose. Hey, thanks for joining me today on Fresh Oil. All week long, we're studying my new book, The Grace Revolution. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.